I'd like to tell you about the strangest secret in the world. We live today in a golden age. This is an era that man has looked forward, dreamed of, and worked toward for thousands of years.
Gumba bumba bumba bees, yo. Them boys back in the business. New gold duck UK in the hazel. What up, DJ A up?
Yo, yo, how you doing, my man Bedos? It is good to see you again.
I'm flexing, man. No, didn't get a tan or anything, but hey, you know, life is good.
I got a tan. Look at that. Look at them tan lines. Look at how white my body is compared to my neck.
DJ A up got one line on tan.
Like two-tone ice cream.
But yeah, party people, ladies and gentlemen, we're back again. Fresh new episode with some fresh new tunes. You know how we do as usual. And some random shit.
And we got a fresh new website. I spent time working on that shit.
Big up DJ A up on his, you know, designing aesthetic skill. Got the website looking purpy, greeny, white. Oh man, it's a good look. There's a lot of stuff on there as well. And the blog is more developed.
Yeah.
So you can navigate to it properly and get more than just the podcast, man. Man, you guys are spoiled motherfuckers.
Yeah, so that's the thing. You just go to the website, which is newgold.co.uk, and you click on the blog section. And myself and Bedos will be posting up brand new music, videos, download links, anything you want to find on there that's related to new independent or underground hip hop. It's the place to go.
newgold.co.uk. So without further ado, we're gonna get into thing and play you the first track and a few more cheese nits and come back to y'all. And it's New Gold in his app.
And we're gonna let Action Bronson, LL Cool J, and Lloyd Banks take it away. Whoa, hold up. I know what you're thinking. Just bear with us. Bedos was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, because, come on, let's be fair. LL Cool J been slacking lately. But and Lloyd Banks, I don't know. But, you know, let's play the tune. It's fresh. It's nice. Action Bronson does this thing. LL Cool J kills it. Old school style. Hey, that's how we do it. New Gold Duck.UK. Hit it, DJ Ayo.
Queens, better slow down, baby. 1-2, 1-2. Better slow down, baby. Just pull up to the club on your mother's back. You need to slow down, baby. My whole team catch them low down, baby.
Hey, yo, Action.
I'm a hero in my hometown, baby.
It ain't no fun if the cops don't get none.
Go down, baby.
The Ripper, the master, charismatic bastard. Game is strange like Blanche Ramadan fasting. Indoor pool look like Uncle Luke's casting. Never too old to fly fake bubble bouncing. Peep the rhetoric, nobody can better it. None of your confederates, I'm daddy or a surrogate. Murder these mics, boy. Felon after the predicate. What you heard, baby, that's all irrelevant. Third is fly, or half as intelligent. Step on that horse like Hannibal's elephants. Watered down garbage, this rap is prevalent. All I wanna know is how the fuck y'all selling it.
You need to slow down, baby.
Slow down.
My whole team catch them low down, baby.
No.
I'm a hero in my hometown, baby.
Flushing,
stop talking, just go down, baby.
In
front of Queens, turn them all leg up on the sweatpants. Same outfit every country that the jet lands. Jet lag, jet lag. France, stuff a motherfucker face into a bedpan. Shimmy in a GMC Jimmy, so I can make assists like Mike Bibby. Nice suits on the dirt that like swimming. Smoking, rolling dice in white linen. 89 Testarossa, will I fit in? The Jeep's so big, make you wanna take a shit in it. You been in it, treated a mouth like I was primitive. I took cause I'm living it. It's me. You need to slow down, baby. My whole team catch them low down, baby. I'm a hero in my hometown. Baby, stop talking, just go down, baby.
I'm a man, she gon' hook a new up on the expressway. That neck blade, 1,000 diamonds in my x-ray. Like the park, like when the Mets play. Clean as a fuck, we make a mess. Hey, I'm beaming on up. 20 blunts, 20 women, spend my evening on stuck. I get them out on clockwork, hit my sleeve with the cuff. They know what's up. Young, black, and hungry in the presidential. 100-something diamonds by the 11 special. Taking the moment while you're roaming. I set the trap, set back, watch my cologne win. Design a logo on my uni while I'm rolling. Credit pockets in the Louis bag of Trojans. Banks.
You need to slow down, baby. My whole team catch them low down, baby. I'm a hero in my hometown, baby. Stop talking, just go down, baby. You need to slow down, baby.
I'm out here, but don't ever forget it twisted.
I'm a hero in my hometown, baby.
We on the strip Friday night. It's looking like the award show.
You need to slow down, baby.
Catch me with my beer, hair color hot sauce.
I'm a hero in my hometown,
oh,
baby.
Oh man, look who just pulled up.
What up?
It's me.
Roll up, roll up. It's getting smoke time. Break out the blunt skins, make out the high. Hold up, hold up. Fill up a blunt skin, fill up a blunt, never give up the bud. Roll up, roll up, it's getting smoke time. Break out the blunt skins, fake out the house. Hold up, hold up. Fill up a blunt skin, fill up a blunt, never give up the bud.
Roll, roll, roll your blunt gently round the weed. Merrily, 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 merrily puffing up the green. I hooler a smoke, hoop doped up dudes. Oh hi, my own eyes never meet with my point of view. Disappointing who? Theresa May. Either way, I still keep the trees ablaze. Despite what my teacher said, their advice was wrong. My life is very nice, I just like the bong. Wax on, wax off, take your hats off. Yes to the cannabis, no to the crack rock. Sativa blooming, several strains in outdoor ruderalis with indica trace. I fly to the flame, I blaze up until the bud's gone. Build up a blunt skin and pick up another one, son. It's just the way that it's done. When I crack up the filling and I fill it with the skunk.
Roll up, roll up, it's getting smoke time. Break out the blunt skins, bake out the house. Hold up, hold up. Fill up a blunt skin, fill up a blunt, never give up the bud. Roll up, roll up, it's getting smoke time. Break out the blunt skins, bake out the house. Hold up, hold up. Build up a blunt skin, fill up a blunt, never give up the bud.
They say you are what you eat. Wait, space cakes and a half of that cheese on my cheesecake. These days I see space, but these days I see space. Carbonate to the sea lately, I see remakes remade badly. Half-wits. These days I see space, gapping a market for cheap. Change cheech late, nah, cheech late, you see space. Wait or repeat, nah, I mean wait. I repeat, cheap scene space. In reality, I see straight next. Two shots, head gone with my head screwed on. Beat tapes replayed and I'm let loose. 1 week later, that whole LP produced. Yeah. The evening news, I read something like Cheech had a brief of blues. Now I'm fucking
roll high. Up, roll up, it's getting smoke time. Break out the blunt skins, bake out the house. Hold up, hold up. Fill up a blunt skin, fill up a blunt. Never give up the bud. Roll up, roll up. It's getting smoke time, break out the blunt skins, fake out the house. Hold up, hold up. Build up a blunt skin, fill up a blunt, never give up the bud.
Talking, just get right to it, like, okay, I just wanted an Ernie Bonds, name dropping ain't a problem if it turn you on, looking for supplies, make you ride till the curtain's drawn, liquor store plans that dwindle down in the murder wands, I'm J.J. Evans in a Louis belt, Balmain jeans loose enough to keep a shooter's help, and I swear they keep telling me to remind y'all that they don't read blogs unless it helps them to find y'all, and those is the guys that I call friends that's looking for thick bitches inside of a small Benz, and me, house out of my door with style walls, but behind it was limiters that covered the house walls. And me, I'm 50-50 as far as how I was drawn. So whether we in the lobby or black tie the ball, I'm just as good on the first as I am on the last. I grew up knowing the first like I planted the stash. I grew up knowing the worst with my hands on the dash of a Rover. I learned French and learned soda. A meeting of the two made it easier to move. Conversing with a mirror like I leave it up to you. Ha, same as I always did it. What's the wonderful? Lived up to all your predictions and shook the wonder off. All black walls, the living room will astound you. Covered that wall, it's somersaults and value, right? I just wanted Kadir Nelson's, and when he did paintings for Gita, I clear helped him. Nah, you're welcome. Now I'm looking at 10 of those. Crib get appraised, it's a gallery within a home. I wanted Leroy Campbell's, his spot was around the corner. My pop spent money on him. The blocks that I was walking was black art and black hearts. Black bags of black gas was by the stash mark. And now the scene replays, couple Kenneth Gatewoods, a couple TTKs, go. Name dropping ain't a problem if it turn you on. Everybody talking Ellis Wilson once they heard the song. On the steps watching Biggie and the Lex, the same one Nas mentioned. Passenger side Jimmin', growing up trying mimic. That was us, that a must. Dating rich bros, turn sports and a batter up. Google turn rumors to reporters at your door while your phone going stupid. Wrong numbers talking raw, chill. Thinking I just want a Picasso. Nobody can fade him. Fourth member of the Locks flow. PJs in the morn, hard rock sweets. 10 cases of Spade, 6 bottles in each, right? Really, there's nothing I wasn't in for. So to label me a backpacker is an insult. Right, told him I just wanted it all. All black walls, I did it just how you thought, motherfuckers. All black walls, all green pockets. Ain't nobody complaining, cause can't nobody stop it, nah. And the living room will astound you. Cover that wall in somersaults and value. All black walls, all green pockets. Ain't nobody complaining, cause can't nobody stop it, nah. Said the living room will astound you. Cover that wall in somersaults and value. All black walls. Yeah. Penny series part 2 shit. Yeah. Something about April shit. Yeah. MCHG shit, yeah. FGR shit, kill.
Hey. Yo, yeah. I'm Black Josh EPA, El Mono. This is New Gold. And I'm black.
I would like to announce some booty monks are in the house, about to tear shit down and then hotbox it out. Have to guard building weapons and section beyond the heavens. No stress, and we roll in the holy dankness. One split a day keeps the evil away. You got 99 problems keeping his jets up bigger. Let fast in the game, never play, it never plays. A set aside and adapt to a foolish man's mistakes. Poseidon, yeah, I'm about to say, alright, and I'm right, I ain't lying, I'm a lying. If they trying or they trying, they gon' have to meet the trident. And niggas third eye, foreseen by the minds and hated by the times. Always flipping when I'm billing, chilling with my niggas, we're feeling the mirth. Forgive the news, I've reaped murder. It's murder on the beat, it's Mosh T, my favorite burner. It's Alaska Network, where the universe to progress further. Mike, check, 1, 2, how you living? I'm cool. Leaders are the new school, but I grade in high school. No fool, we been getting grades since high school. Bong life, I wanna get high like you. Mike, check, 1, 2, how you living? I'm cool. Leaders are the new school, but I grade in high school. No fool. Bong life, I wanna get high like
you
K-I-N-G, smoking B-O-N-G's. We some K-I-N-G, smoking B-O-N-G's. We some K-I-N-G, smoking B-O-N-G's. We some K-I-N-G, smoking B-O-N-G. Bong life, get high and get right. Bong life, get high and get right. Bong life, get high and get right. Bong life, I wanna get high like you. Got them suits spilling, always with my dog like Snoop. Gripping who this in the crew, missing, got that new piffin. We piffin, we tittin, murphy kicking, she snippin on that flake in the kitchen, puffin' on the bus living. Or spending like Mount Olympus, warheads like Aries with birdies. Yeah, it's just bad green. Got a blunt rap about 2 G's of that gold beat. It's that gold beat, it's that pixie, it's that real true, it's that limitless, it's that DMT. Me and my crew ain't nothing like you. Walk from the places the crowds walk to. You can follow the steps but can't walk in the same shoes. We make movements that will move to these crew. Last four, feeling like an 8, and I got that weight. No, I'm smoking that, get rid of it. That's some 45, pass a Dutchie fam, get another rap. Yeah, we rap, crushing body, caution side is fair but blunt, yeah, it's alright. Mic check, 1, 2, how you live? I'm cool, leaders of a new school, got high grade in high school. No, they get high like you. We some K-I-N-G, smoking B-O-N-G's. We some K-I-N-G, smoking B-O-N-G's.
high and get round. Get high and get round. I wanna be high like you.
Say boom ba-ya. Yeah, man. I'm tingling to this tune, DJ A-Up, man. They're really good, man. Like, you know, honestly, that man, I have to get a hat up to all these musicians putting out nice music, all the dope beat makers making nice music, man. It's like, you know, it's really nice to the ear and then creatively really nice. So, the debate of the day is, y'all might have heard we played a Skazoo track with him, Skazoo rapping on top of one of the new Jay-Z tracks. So here's the debate. We all know Jay-Z, you know, he came out with his album, did his whole thing, you know, shit or not shit, whatever. But we got a different rapper who potentially better lyrically, flow-wise than Jay-Z, right? So where does the contrast draw here? Why isn't he more successful than Jay-Z? Or why is he not looked at in a way that, you know, oh shit, this guy dope, he should be up there with the greats. But a lot of people will consider him less greater than Jay-Z.
I guess you weren't listening when Jay-Z told everybody he's the greatest rapper alive.
Yeah, but fuck that. Who believes that?
Kanye West, greatest verse of all time.
Fuck Kanye West, I said it. You know what, if someone's out, you know, if like as I was saying to DJ A-Up, right, if I was like, you know, like following Twitter and just going on and tweeting, I would curse his ass out.
Chill your beans, Benos. Right, in case you don't know what happened, this was last night. Kanye West, he was on Twitter, and he said the second verse in New Slave, was it?
One of his new
tracks off the new album, Yeezus. He said, just 1 second, I need to sort this beat.
So he said that, let's face it, the second verse on the track is the best verse in hip-hop. And then he put dot, dot, dot. I mean, best verse in hip-hop, period. Now, I've not heard the verse, but I already know that it's bullshit. Disrespectful to hip-hop.
Yeah, very disrespectful. I was just going to say, send us your thoughts on Twitter or on the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/newgold. On Twitter, we're @newgold. Let us know what your favourite hip-hop verse is and whether you think Kanye West's New Slaves is better.
I mean, here's the thing, right? My perspective on thing is this, right? I understand that, you know, Kanye and them, you know, they represent hip-hop at a stage where, you know what, you know, they're making it accessible to certain people. But at the same time, it's almost as if they're taking advantage of them, making a mockery of it. It's like, you know, it's like, they can never be one great rapper. They can never be one great verse, but there's people out there that will chew his ass up. I mean, come on, you made 2 free albums, you had ghostwriters on it. And then you make one album and you did one verse that you think is good. Come on, man.
I don't even consider Kanye an MC first. I consider he's a producer first. You know, he's a new Dr. Dre.
He's an entertainer as well.
Okay. He's more entertaining than Dr. Dre. But firstly, like, production, I'm not going to argue. Kanye West is a great producer. As an MC, I can think of 200 MCs who are better than him.
Yeah, have you heard of MC Jack Daniel?
What?
MC Derek.
DJ Derek from Hume would chew your ass up, Kanye.
I mean, what I think is, like, you know, entertainment does this thing where they be like, okay, we're going to get the boldest motherfucker, the boldest person who can go out there and be the craziest, and then we give him credit, right? They do that, they push him to the forefront. And then all of a sudden people think, oh, this guy is so dope. But think about it, man. Kanye only started, his rap got better through his album. If you listen to his first album, the beat were great, but his rapping wasn't that up to, you know, up to par.
And also, as his rapping improved, his attitude and general consciousness towards being a decent human tended to deteriorate through his albums. Whereas you listen back to The College Dropout, there's a humble dude making beats, hanging around with decent MCs, talking and respecting the hip-hop culture and loving his soul music. And then you progress and get towards this minimalistic album where you'll have an asshole rapping over the beats.
I mean, it's not even, I think the issue goes beyond even Kanye West. It's the people behind as well. You know what I mean? They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. For them, it's just another tool. They're like, you know, it's like, you know, it takes everything to make the world, right? So, you know, what a hip hop, you gotta have that asshole or that person who's gonna go up front and be like, yeah, me, this, me, that, but really though, come on. I think it's destroying the art in itself. Because, you know, people will look at it and be like, oh, look at this guy, they're doing it again, you know?
At the same time, you then get people talking about people like you who really love your, you know, the culture of hip-hop and respect everything that's gone on before, and they say, another one of those guys who's stuck in the past talking about, oh, this happened, what about Kane, what about Cool G Rap, what about KRS? But that's what a young kid say to people like you, so what would you say to them?
The thing is, not even about that, because, you know, it's funny you said that, right, because someone made me realize that maybe I was becoming that, but when I saw that comment, I was like, wait a minute, hold on a minute here, like, even to, I tell you what, right? To not even go back. If you listen to J. Cole's album,
yeah.
I bet you, right? There's only four verses on there that destroys at least most Kanye verse. Yeah.
Bring the beat back.
Right.
There we go. You've been lectured by Bedos. KRS, someone's coming for your post. But back to the Jay-Z and Sky Zoo debate.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just saying, when I heard a track, it just clicked in my head. I was like, wait a minute, right? The beat only song to me, you know, the beat is not that whack. It's a nice beat. And then when I heard Sky Zoo on it, and I was like, shit. He just took it to where, you know, someone who'll be like, oh, I can listen to that pop shit, right? He just took a pop beat and sort of gave it just that extra edge. That's what I think.
Whereas someone like Jay-Z should really be more than capable of giving it that edge. So why has he got to make... Why does everything I hear of him today sound like it's sugar-coated?
I mean, you're walking around Beyonce, you got too much money. Honestly, you know, you're stressing, but your stresses are as hard as, you know... As you know, Skazi probably still leaving the project. Yeah. And
Skazi's still got to put bread on the table, you know. Props to Skazi, because he's been around for a long time, you know, with his grind. And he's never really risen above underground rapper status. And I remember the dude, he came through as a battle MC. And he wasn't that hot. I remember Jin beat him. Like, obviously, being a great battle MC doesn't mean you're a great MC to make music. Because Jin proved that after seven albums.
Hence... Guys who being, you know, a great rapper, songwriter, and stuff like that. So I think it's like Jay-Z is probably in a space where, all right, I'm making all this money. I can't be a normal person. He's dealing with all this distress, and his audience has gone ever popular, right? So he has to sort of take some step back. But when you listen to the album, there are tracks on there that are a bit edgy. Edgy in the sense that it goes across his target audience, you know? So that's why you should go cold, in my opinion.
That's probably what it is. The demographic of Jay-Z fans has changed over the years. From back in 95 when he dropped Reasonable Doubt, I'm sure it was your average street kid that was listening to the album, yeah. And that's who he was appealing to. But by the time, I don't know, I think the album where Jay-Z knew where he was heading in the future was Hard Knock Life. Because I had this discussion with Air Adam the other day, and That's one of the worst hip-hop songs I've ever heard in my life.
Ironic enough, that worst hip-hop song blew him up. That does that effect, what you call it?
The moth effect.
Yeah, let's call it the moth effect, right? So everybody be like, shit, I hate that song. But it be everywhere on the radio. Your average person who doesn't care too much about, oh, there's a culture of music, you know, there's a culture out there, or there's this and that going, they just listen to whatever, buys it. And that's where hip-hop become pop, or that's what pop music is. It's like you get any regular average Joe or anybody just like it for no reason, because, oh yeah, he's kind of singing thing on it, and bam, and that's it.
I know I'm taking this off in a completely different tangent, and it's weird because it's just got me thinking about how, like, back in the early to mid-90s when I first started listening to hip-hop, and you did too, there was no underground you could sort of go to as somebody not living in New York City or LA, because you couldn't just go out and check the local rapper, really. I mean, it was what you got given on a plate. Even the UK scene, in some sense, was like, yeah, it was an underground scene because it wasn't making big money, but there wasn't, like, a mainstream and an underground. And that only developed, what, 2001?
Here's how it is, right? For what? I bet when hip-hop started, people fought for it to be established, right? And through the process of that, a lot of money got made into it. So it started growing. A lot of people started checking it out. So in a certain sense, sometimes when, you know, you want something in something growing, and the more it gets exposed, the more it loses its character. It loses its character in the sense that, okay, we've established it, it's here, hip-hop is everywhere, everybody's jacking the style, and then bam, and then the radio, they're like, okay, we're going to put some rules to this, you know, we're going to take this, make this mainstream, this is going to be underground, and I don't think underground even exists anymore, because, you know when we had that discussion, let's say, the track Joey Badass, for example, what he's making to be considered underground, right? Because his sound is straight 90s sound, right? But look, the type of gig that he's getting, the type of coverage that he's getting.
Joey, in a sense, is still underground. Sort of that, he's crossing that bridge.
But now, even being underground could be that you're in the radar of the mainstream.
Well, that's going back to Raucous days, because, like, you know, everybody said, when you said, you know, I listen to underground hip-hop, people would tell me, like, Mos Def, this is 10-15 years ago, Talib Kweli, Dilated Peoples, Souls of Mischief, who obviously had a career before being underground.
Saying that, those are even considered backpackers.
I was a backpacker.
So we're never going too deep into that. So now, what is underground? So hip-hop always been hip-hop or underground, because mainstream didn't catch on to it. But as soon as they catch on to it, now, okay, they're taking it with them. And even making underground a little bit mainstream, because they realize that because of the internet, you know, people are making noise.
It only takes one person to hear you for you to blow up these days. It's like the right person hears your track on SoundCloud or wherever, you're going to blow. And that's what Joey, as soon as... what's the name of the track called? Yeah. It's gone from my head. We played it on New Gold over a year ago, the first track, with Capital Steez. Just as that video dropped, we dropped it and we thought... We kind of knew this guy was going to be big. We knew this was the next big thing, just because of the attitude he brought, like that I don't give a fuck attitude.
But then again, because we always gonna look out for shit like that to happen, we always gonna be one of the first people to put out a share of you guys, right? So that's what it is. People, you gotta, like, you know, extend your rather not just talk to, oh yeah, just gonna listen to the radio, see what's going on radio, whatever. But no, so much more that you just gotta dig and duck, dig and dig and dig and dig, and just keep your eye on fun stuff. Yeah,
I suppose that's a problem as well. It can work in opposites, because you can just say, I only listen to underground, and it's like, underground's not a style of music, it's where you're at, it's a position in the music ladder. So you just to say, I only listen to underground, is kind of, to me, tells me I'm a music snob and I refuse to listen to anything that anybody else listens to before me. Which isn't the case. Me and... Well, we still get down and listen to music that gets into the charts, you know? We ain't that old yet. We don't listen to Justin Timberlake. Don't tell them we listen to Justin Timberlake, Bedos. What are you doing? I don't know if you got any Justin Timberlake music, but...
I'm not gonna lie, I have Justin Timberlake music in my iTunes. But do I listen to it? That's a different story.
Turn the beat off.
No.
No. Hush, 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 child.
No, but it's like you were saying before, right? You be like this. All right, do you get stuck and just listen to the old stuff, or you want to keep your ear out and check out what's going on now? Because it helps you keep people on track with stuff. That's what it is. It's like you. It's like. We keep our ear to whatever is going. It's like, same example, right? Jay-Z. We all know he's too mainstream right now. Why do we need to listen to his shit? But we still do whenever his album comes out.
Because you always think he's more than capable of actually producing something good again. And I listened back the other day to Blueprint 3.
Yeah.
And the album's better than I gave it credit for at the time.
You see what I mean? So now, Justin Timberlake, right?
Hold on.
Let me finish, right? He made that transition from being, you know, a pop kiddie, and then now he's trying to play in the arena of, you know, like, yeah, I make grown-up music or blah, 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 and playing on that image, right? And he worked with Timberland. Now, Tim, we all love Timberland production. Mm-hmm. We all love it. So whenever Timberland does something, you'll be like, wait a minute, what is he doing here, you know? You want to keep it out and see, oh, maybe they're doing something interesting that you check out. If you don't like it, bam, you move on to the next thing. And actually, Justin Timberlake, another thing, stop copying Michael Jackson.
Okay, Bedos, on that note, we can bring the beat back. I wanted to end that on a negative note. I wasn't going to have you just saying nice things about Justin Timberlake, so let's have that music back.
Right,
let's do a track listing, because we have talked for a long time.
It needed to be done, right?
Also, this is going to be an extra long episode of the New Gold Podcast because we've been away for over a month. And we didn't mean to. It's just both of us were in London at separate times, so we couldn't really match our schedules to get a recording session together. But we're here, and it's all good. So let me give you a quick run through what we played so far. The first track we played was from Action Bronson and Harry Fraud's Saab Stories EP, so short album EP. And that was featuring LL Cool J and Lloyd Banks. It was the remix of Strictly For My Jeeps. Dr. Syntax put me on that one because I was talking about LL Cool J, about how he'd not done anything decent for like 10 years. And then he's like, yeah, but then you heard the Action Bronson joint. And I was like, nope. And then I listened and I was like, yeah. So after that, we played the Bluntskins, a new Manchester collective. That's Cheech, Bill Sykes and Pro P on the beats. And as you can guess, that's a whole album about smoking green. Now, myself and Bedos don't take part in that, but it's an album I definitely recommend. I've been sent the files. It's dope. You need to buy it when it's out, and I think it's at the end of the month. Get that from Bandcamp. It's like £5. You can pre-order it now. Do that shit. After that, we played the Sky Zoo track, which was using the Jay-Z beat, and it was called All Black Walls. Finally, we played more Manchester music, and that's from the Ape Cult boy himself, Black Josh, featuring Bayrou Burner, and it was called Pong Life, which is another weed track. We're not trying to tell you to smoke weed here, trust me. Trust, we don't...
We said in previous episode, you know, the whole weed smoking rap, come on, you know.
Yeah. It's heavily involved in the culture, and like, we can't ignore it. People talk about weed in hip-hop. Fair play. You smoke, I ain't gonna judge you. I don't smoke, don't judge me. In the background right now, this is Two Piece, and it's Follow the Dollar. Nice beat. I'm trying to remember who used this sample recently. I know we had a track on New Gold that used this same sample. It might have even been this beat. And next, we're gonna go and take you all the way over to Canada. where they have maple syrup on tap. They have hot, cold and maple syrup coming out of their taps. They call them faucets in America. And this is from his recent EP, which I was supposed to play last month, but I didn't. It's been Scratch Bastard. And this track's called Homie. The EP is called Spring Up. I apologise for my coughing. It's newgold.co.uk. Check out the website. Spent a long time doing that up. We've got the blog section. We've got all the information about us. Contact details if you want to send us some music. But right now, I'm going to let Shad take it away. Peace.
Check it out. If your city isn't on a map, gotta make tracks. Like leave and get love to take back. Those that can do, those that can't, gotta face facts. But I don't talk about haters till they hate that. Funny, I'm that dude based mostly out of suitcase. Arguing with airports about toothpaste. I'm not quoting the Quran with a vest on. Who the hell's ever made a bomb out of crest onto the teeth? WestJet said let the headrest recline on them. So I'm cooling out, flying home through some cyclones over time. Sky shining like a rhinestone. Neil Diamond mine full of fine poems. Y'all gotta dig when we dig and then grind these refined coals. Call them gems. Call our friends when I land back in van. Like Dave, what you slam in? Some shallot.
In the past, stop. Seat on the beat, it's a blast like Plaxico, classical, panoramic scope, transatlantic, you could grab a boat, rather take a plane, take means with everything I wrote, make sure it sounded dope, Instagram photos, showing shows to the folks at home, and the span grows, make rap flows, rent a van, going back clothes, play some rap shows, get some cash, then go back home, from British to the district, I spit a sentence, be there in an instant for an instant, so witness, here for a good time, not a long time, with some good songs, and it all rhymes, all right, pent up in the confines of a ride, just to bust out and share the confines of my mind. Yeah, Dirt City, real city, I rep. Hit me up if you need a sublet. Oh yes.
Yeah, couple MacBook bros making hot songs over Hotmail. T.com, back to the future. Kid with the faster computer brain. Marty McShad is the username. Scratch, we can do the thing. Hang like a dookie chain. Master the crap and laugh like a Pootie Tang. Low city rep flow. Gritty plus so pretty. Shoulder shimmying in my videos like the old Diddy. Busy playing with me at my neighbor's crib. Bring some whiskey they can sip and stay a bit. Pray before I make a trip. Labels wouldn't check for the kid. No babysit. Now every stage is like home when I'm playing it. Hotel checkouts. Check out the passport. Miles on the dashboard. That was just last tour. Now I'm back and I'm sitting till my back sore. Back at the house, you can catch me on the back porch.
Yo, this is Jay Good, Westside, TUS, and you are now listening to the New Goal Podcast. New Goal for the Soul, y'all. Groovy.
Just put it in the air. Like that loud and watch disappear here. Thoughts at the speed of light years. I can see the light, yeah, this the right year. Made the flow, yeah, clear and easy to steer in the space and time. Erasing fine, amazing and amazing cliches. Each day weighs out enlightenment. Niggas blacked out cause I got ultraviolet. Now my wavelengths to the radio waves. Still keep it under pavements, but not a racial change. My patio the same, but I ain't even gotta tell them that. Poppy leave them down, sound my welcome mat. Get high as heavens, hope hell never come back. I
I'm like 5'11", but had angelic contact. The devil jealous, in fact, cause I rebelled the spells with a letter to God. Swear you know me so well. This one time, I said, Lord, would you help? Some short time after, see my music on the shelf. And of course, I gotta thank myself. My wealth is in my happiness and mine, and not my pocket health and with actions. If you don't ever think sometimes, if it's passion, that relationship sink when I drown in the cider, two eyes to the higher. I don't drink too much, I know the Budweiser. It's the livest one, Barefoot Stuyvesant.
Yo, dogs, I got the load. Blow the smoke straight up to the cloud like a sky eye, my sky eye. Sky eye, sky eye. Yo, dogs, I got the load. Blow the smoke straight up to the cloud like a sky eye, my sky eye. Sky eye, sky eye.
One hand on the map, one hand on my sack. I'm thinking to myself, what if I handed it back? But I gotta hand it to myself, I'm handing it rap. Handsome versing, that's like hand-in-hand combat. Rehearsing, I got eight arms, nigga. Disarm your favorite rapper, he won't call back. Make flex drop eight times, nigga, on contact. Why not, like eight times? Gotta keep it G, this is for my Masons. Figure it out, eight times. The average amount, I may sign with you. Don't like limelight, but I'll shine with you. Bitch, I gotta eat, I might dine with you. Yeah, I got bars, but I might eat con with you. Config music for real. This industry give me chills, cause in the streets I'm chill, but still heating up for a meal. I'm like so real, life is so surreal. So surreal, he got sealed for the way he revealed. Satan hold his pitchfork still, but I will never yield. In this pitchfork, bro, thinking I got a bill. Cause I'm thinking like a deal. You get me living swell for real, but if I sky for it, thinking a deal.
Yo, dogs, I got the load. Blow the smoke straight up through the cloud like a sky eye, my sky eye. Sky eye, sky eye. Yo, dogs, I got the load. Blow the smoke straight up through the cloud like a sky eye, my sky eye. Sky eye, sky eye. Selling LBs on CDs. Grassroots were grassroots seeds on CVs. Five finger discount weed leaves. Exceptionally speaking, determination breeds success and proceeds. Feds want the photo and IDs. In a them blood like IVs. Cause every youth want the newest Nike. Straight jeans and white tees. But these things I get pricey. Yo, dogs, I got the load. Blow the smoke straight up to the cloud like a sky eye, my sky eye. Sky eye, sky eye. Yo, dogs, I got the load. Blow the smoke straight up to the cloud like a sky eye, my sky eye. Sky eye, sky eye.
And I'm going, hitting knowledge from the main and the strong. I've been hurting way too long, and I can't wait too long. And I'm going, hitting knowledge when I'm hitting the strong.
Hey yo, this is Real J Wallace. Drop out with Soul. You're now tuning in to New Gold.
Wake up, I gotta get my cake up. Time on the grind till we shine, no it breaks us. Eyes on the prize to survive all the haters. Lies, all the schemes in the scene full of fakers. What does that make us? The realest to do it, and that's law. Speak the truth and that's all. Trying to make a fortune in the booth, torching, scorching. Reinforcements, forcing to get a portion. Cosigns, endorsements, supposed to make you important. My recordings, the arrival of four horsemen with more storming. I'm like Jordan and George Foreman when I'm performing. I'm the son of the morning, could have been an abortion. But I'm hearing blessings come in assortments. So before you talk shit when you don't know me, at least get a glimpse of the long story. Where does Sean Corey?
Gotta get my cake up. Things are getting ugly. This shit I couldn't make up. I'm turning into greatness. I put that on my makeup. I can't fuck up my way to make a lie out my haters. Nigga, you're forewarned, I am God's own. You can't stop a nigga that's forged, I am heart strong. Came from the bottom, sorta like the last chip. Now I'm doing backflips to make the struggle past that's tense. I'm from a spot where they pop up on you like Blocka Blocka. It's cops and robbers and it's a nine to meet Gianna. And survive, I'm telling y'all I did. Now I ball like I'm behind eyelids. Dodging situations, haters praying I don't make it. Smoking on some Mayday shit in hopes that I find patience. I'm racing against time to build legacy. I pray I understand what's left of me when I'm gone.
You
Spaniard, but killer gladiator train. A name you lose a game, a scar always remains. Some broke dreams and sprains that go in under that blade. Are you not entertained or you some old thing? Dang, blood in my pen, withdrawing it from my vein. Hoping my heart still pumps with the fluid that remains. Insane thoughts running through my brain. Dimental drift to me, my reality is my dream. Any dimension to plane, plain and simple. Fake niggas, they claim the ears, but house niggas, mascots and chains. The treasure in life is wherever that love at, and it ain't in jail. My brother, he swore that. Ain't in the groupie, bitch, share pussy is a fact. An A in the grade is three sticks to these dumb cats. So why the fuck would I care what they saying when they flunking that life? Minimum wage on the block, nigga, roll through twice. I know you're silly.
Nights been cold like night veins. Serve niggas chill as a meal like Mike Kane. Expressing I stress the best, I'm insane. To these bitches like Miranda, I'm lyrically Bruce Wayne. Pain, I felt it and belted it out in sorrow. Broke days, way too embarrassed to ask to borrow. A dollar for a quarter, a gallon of gas tomorrow. Struggles by the Carlo, had me lower than Carlos. Borders we sorta ignore them, like fuck a lock, yo. No playing drums, still stone cold up Picasso. Nothing quite impossible, something similar to Pacto. Young poet, we know it, so it, so it'll grow, blow. Where the wind take me, money you'll never make me. No matter where I go, so money'll never break me. Though I've been broke, like pieces of soap pacing. The cleanse, my soul bends like rims we raising. Reaching for better, it's whatever, I'm Kevin Bacon. X-Men out there won't none a part of my making. Why? Bane ain't a match for this MC. The Dark Knight bat wings need an M3. All y'all drool for Raja Ghul protege. I've been cold as Jay on Three Kings. Nigga get schooled. Hey, I'm the 5'3 Morgan Free Flow jeans. Underground killer like Bane. Whole team is. They couldn't cop me, now they stuck underneath me. I took a leap of faith and I climbed up easy. Rap so deezy and Eric Jones, I got them city. I saved you all from the bad rappers in your city. And let you take a couple jewels like the cat lady. Dark nights rise again, jam, love, we back, baby. Yeah, I say dark nights rise again, jam, love, we back, yo. We so quick to flip and crown the next king. Trip like Crips, do the blues, make a swing. Low as the flow with chariots riding wings. Decoded the message, arrested by mind of bling. The treasure lies in the lives that never used knives to bring. Themselves up a notch, only took a stab at a dream. Colosseums, used to pray to him, the Elohim. Witnessed it door to door and I guarded it like a king. The idiot I mean of all of these idiots mean. I know toe to toe, go with the best that they throw in the ring scene. Lot of despair, pair me with none of them things. Two left, feet only dance to the beats. With beats we rep honesty, my history, Cherokee and it's African. Deep blue cinnamon, every bit of the black in them. Embrace heritage, capitalize like acronyms. We higher seed, no need to deplete it like the Vatican. And benedict ourselves, deplenish all our wealth. Never blame a man for misfortune, do it yourself. Never blame a man for misfortune, do it yourself. Never blame a man for misfortune, do it yourself. Never blame a man for misfortune, do it yourself. Never blame a man.
Thank you.
the genius. Ain't rock night beat in a minute. I ain't even with niggas, you slight breeze. I'm white beaters in winter. I'm a product of Reaganomics. The law isn't great. The problem of the niggas is spraying something and they got them. Word of Robin has got them. That was fiction, but I'm talking about the district where business booming for bird flippers and morticians. And I understand the plight of vain. Except we using other drugs just to fight the pain. It's coming apart. I'm hoping to God you niggas ain't playing. Cause I'm more Patrick Bateman than yo Bruce Wayne. And I do my thing really. But Lawrence Spit Pepper, young veteran. You niggas lack season like a torn ACL. Level headed, I put this wood in your lady belly. And I bet my ditch is about as thick as Fat Belly Bella. I'm like the new fella, me school fella. Good guy turn heel, do the crew business. My new length is a list of niggas that may envy. But I eat danger for lunch, breakfast, and plate empty. And I need a place for some choice ladies to plate with me. And I pull hoes like cello strings, nigga, in my symphony. Or the opus, Mr. Holland ain't got nothing on. Hollin' at these hollow heads, we both shallow, but I am raw. Fly as fuck, who the fuck is y'all to compare me to them people? Niggas questioning they outfit like Jim Carrey on the sequel. Get me. Get me. Ralph, Valarin, the genius. Ice.
This is Signif, and you're listening to the New Gold Podcast, bringing you the golden era sound of today's artists. Yeah.
Sushi bar, huh? Too raw, heartache. She too gorgeous. Went from lady to carcass. Dead on bonkers. Became a New Yorker. Depressed, gained weight. I gotta start jogging. She started blogging. That's right up my alley. I leave a comment. She no returning. Feeling sick to my stomach. I'm about to vomit. 11 months of hating. Only chill during August. I chill when I'm honest. I'm hype when I'm lying. I'm standing on couches yelling, I ain't dying, baby, I ain't dying. I'm cooling in Morris. Day at a time. Gotta take it a day at a time. It's all in my mind. She don't matter. Pissed on, pissed off. A matter of bladders. I'm stuck, call me cactus. Reception is lacking. I wanna call her back, but a flip phone ratchet. She got a ratchet ass flip phone. She got a ratchet ass flip phone. She got a ratchet ass flip phone. I told her hit me on the church. Good ball, bro. Too lame, can't hang. She used Samsung. Period came late. Some dude got laid. This dude got slayed. My pocket's been broke. My heart been break. She's such a head case. LL with his head sprung. Normal to Mormon. Celibate, hot nun. Peaceful, hot gun. Quiet, but bell rung. Brain is insane. Hips bear children. In church, she speak tongues. Smoke, she got lungs. Don't dig my music. Said I'm weaker than Dylon. Weaker than Dylon? How am I weaker than Dylon? She watched too much porn. Wish I was longer than Byron. Longer than Byron? How can I be longer than Byron? This chick is high maintenance. I'm just sick of the trying. She got a ratchet ass flip phone. She got a ratchet ass flip phone. She got a ratchet ass flip phone. I told her hit me on the chirp.
Somebody tweet light. Yeah, new gold in the building. Some nice tunes playing. We're just talking about Timbaland Productions. Do you think he gets a lot of props? Because he's done so much stuff, man. Like from way back. But do you think if he does, it'd be like a Timbaland Save My Life event?
In my opinion, there should be. Tim, for me, like, when people talk about the Jiggy era, they talk about it in a negative sense because everybody thinks Will Smith and Puffy and Mace. And then I remember back to 97 when I got that first Timbaland and Magoo album. Those beats, man. Nobody could make you dance like Timbaland. That's the one thing a lot of these hip-hop producers are considered the greatest. They can't do what the Tim can do. He can make you dance.
That's the thing, right? Like, another thing, like, right? People forget about that, you know, this music is fun, right? So you listen to your hard shit, but you want to listen to the loose stuff that has the hard beat in there. And that's where Tim comes in, where it has that the greatest drum sound. And he'll put some silly Indian shit on there. You go, oh, shit. Like creating a whole world around the whole thing, and it's so fun. So
I would put Tim Beats up against nearly anybody. For me, he's way better than the Neptunes. His beats always banged harder than the Neptunes. There's always that extra layer to Timbaland beats, and it's like going back to way back in the day when Ginuwine dropped The Bachelor, and everybody bought the album because it had Pony on it. Yeah. Because now, Pony, that beat.
Now, yeah. Put that beat anywhere in the club, anywhere. If, you know, even at a flipping politician convention, they're gonna groove to that shit. They know that tune like crazy.
Seriously, you play Pony in Parliament. You got Theresa May grinding on Ed Balls.
Cheers. That's some pimp talking. And you know, DJ was a pimp.
So for me, yeah, Timbaland is up there with my favorite producers.
And obviously, you know, he's gone from, you know, from hip hop to doing a lot of pop shit and, you know, and all those dance, but you gotta, you know, show the man props, man, because he still raps. It's a, the stuff he did with Missy as well, man. All that era, fuck me, man.
He even took the time out to do charity work by giving Bubba Sparks a decent beat.
Yeah, whatever happened to that dude, man?
I don't know, man, but I'm guessing he ain't any prettier. No, you know what the problem with Bubba Sparks was? It was all about, look at me, I'm an ugly white boy. And that was his whole marketing. And there was nothing more to him than that. And it's like, okay.
I'm an ugly white boy who raised pigs.
That's what I'm saying, man. It was a marketing thing. And it was like, okay, Dre brought out Eminem. He was rapping about being this crazy psychopath. And that worked. Yeah, but like,
Eminem was nice, but he was a good MC, though. There's a difference between him and Bubba Sparks.
Bubba Sparks wasn't a bad MC. He just didn't really have much to say apart from farm talk. Milking cows ain't that interesting, really. Especially when it's music from the streets. But then, saying that, Nappy Roots are one of my favorite groups of all time, and they're talking about that rural.
Straight up country, but the thing is that soulful country shit, though. There's a difference.
All my life I've been poor.
You know, it's a country shit, like that greasy chicken, you know, feel.
Big up Nappy Roots, because I look, after Outkast, they're my favorite Dirty South group. I love the Roots. Oh, man. Right, what I wanted to talk about is, firstly, I went down to London last week. It was a hip-hop trip to London.
Actually, good that you say that, because I was still playing that here. So, let's talk about this London trip. So, I was in London working the world before, and actually, by the time I only came in, and a day after A-Up went to London to see the Almighty Tribe Called Quest. So, Mr. A-Up, how's your trip?
Well, I arrived in London after spending like 2 weeks in Manchester where it was sweltering, the heat was blazing. And I got to London, it was grey and chilly. And I was like, don't anybody from down south ever come up to me again and say, it's always raining up north, it's cold up north. It's like, no.
Brought up from the north to the south.
Everywhere I go, I always take the weather with me. So I got there and it was chilly. The next day was chilly. And then I was complaining and it was ridiculously hot the next day. Just in time for me to go down to Wireless. When it was like 10 of us from Manchester, Noel Dirty, Big Up Taste the Difference with Mr. E and Cutters. Air Adam came down, and his boy Damien was there. It was good to see all these friendly faces. And the day, I made sure I got there at like 1:30, just so I had a good spot for Tribe. Adam was there at like 12, opening time. And we found Adam in the crowd, just in time to see the end of Jesse Ware, and to wait for Rizzle Kicks to come on stage. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, they were terrible. But still, one of them wore a Tribe Called Quest t-shirt, so I forgave him. And then ASAP Rocky came on, who I'm not a big fan of, but I don't mind the ASAP music, except for Shabba Shabba Ranks.
You know, I tell you what, I heard one ASAP Rocky track, and the whole feel of it and the whole attitude around it remind me of a Biggie track. I can't remember which one, but it remind me of the whole Biggie, the attitude. I'm not saying it is, but it remind me of the whole Brooklyn, New York vibe thing. But yeah, so that it's alright. It's a hit and miss sometimes, but it's cool.
Well, that's what I was going to give him props, like, in terms of getting a crowd moving and putting on a hell of a show. I take my hat off to Rocky, because he did that. When it comes to dress sense, we got a whole different matter. Because you got this like black and white US flag, completely jacked from Stankonia, right? Yeah. These Rottweilers, like flat banners at the side, and it's like hardcore looking stage. DJ looks like he wouldn't mess with him. And then he came out wearing a pink long sleeve shirt, some short denim shorts and boat shoes, and a handkerchief around his neck. And I was,
you know, well, if you watch the Boondocks, that's a nigga moment.
Oh, you know what? The way the crowd were acting, the way the crowd were like, ASAP, it did remind me of something straight out of the Boondocks. It was so Boondockish. But yeah, he put on a show. And it was a good show. And then Naz, who, after much contemplation, I probably decided is the greatest solo MC of all time. I used to say Biggie, but for me, consistency, sticking to what you're good at, you know, sticking to your roots, and also just, you know, being a good person. That's Naz.
He's got a live band with him now, don't he?
Yeah, and to be honest, that took away from his show, because the Don should have dropped hard. But that didn't drop hard. I felt like ASAP's bass came across a lot clearer, and the bass on the Don didn't really thump. So the crowd didn't move the way they should have done.
Yeah, I saw Naz at the Apollo here, and I must say, yeah, he's. I was surprised, because I watched some DVDs of his, and I was like, but then when I watched it to actual show, just his presence, it's like, whoa, this guy's an MC. He's like, he's just dropping rhymes and killing it, like, and just doing what he does and sticking to it.
And I don't really get starstruck, but when he was on stage, I'm like, shit, that's nuts. That's nuts. He embodies hip hop way more than Jay-Z ever will. And he cares for hip hop way more than Jay-Z ever will. But then it was the main event. We had to wait around, and like all these two rows in front of us weren't moving. There was a couple of fights. I ain't talking about that. I don't know if I told you about the dude in the bottle. I'm not going to go into that on here. Should I? Nah, I ain't going to discuss that.
We'll be eating tomorrow.
Yeah. Put it this way. Dude needs a piss, finds a Pepsi bottle, ends up with a lady smacking him in the face several times. I'll let you draw your own conclusions and make up your own story in your head. But yeah, Tribe came out. And I couldn't get to the front because there was just too many Jay-Z fans resting there. So I thought, you know what? There's some cool people around me. Let's just have a party right here and enjoy it for what it is. So it was incredible. They were everything I expected. It's a lifetime ambition fulfilled. And I'm a happy man. There's nobody I need to see in hip-hop anymore.
You see, and on top of that, on top of DJ A.O. being happy and fulfilling his fantasy...
Don't. No. You're making me sound depraved there. I didn't have sex with that.
Yeah, man, it was a desire of yours to see Tribe Called Quest. No, but basically, the last thing I want to say is that, come on, you know, all the people that you just named on that one stage at the festival that it was, they all represent hip-hop, yeah. Right? And you see how far this year has come, though? Yeah. It's like, it's ridiculous. So that, you know, big up to all the people, man. Like, yeah, man.
And then after Tribe finished, it was time for Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake to come on stage. So I left the crowd and went to the back.
Yeah, right. He took his shirt off and went straight to the front again.
Justin! So, yeah. Also, when I was in London, I didn't just go to see Tribe. I went to a small venue on the Thursday night, like three nights before, to see this fantastic Australian band called Hiatus Kaiote.
Killer,
yeah. I mean, I was listening to these guys last year. Even people like Erykah Badu and Jazzy Jeff were saying, shit, you need to listen to these guys. This track is dope. Yeah. And I did, and I was listening to it on Spotify, and then it disappeared from my album playlist. I couldn't play it anymore through Spotify because it was a dope album. And then I found out they've been signed by Sony, and I was like, okay, big moves. They deserve it. So they've been signed by Sony, and that's given them an opportunity to work with some dope people. So there's been a remix of the big track from the album, and it's featuring none other than Q-Tip of A Tribe Called Quest.
Like, you know, when I was listening to it, I stumbled onto this like 3 days ago, I swear. And I was like, wait a minute, this is so good. You listen to it, it's like the singer, she got a bit of Erykah Badu is, I mean, and it's like, it's just mind blowing, just so good. And then the try, it goes from really like neo soul-y to where they put their own twist into it, their own like it's Australian vibe into it, and it's really, really good, trouble-y sometimes. So dope. Check it out.
They call their music future soul. It's like everything's future these days. It's like future dubstep, future hip hop, future beats. But it's soulful. It's still soulful. And it's dope, and it reminds me of like the brand new heavies in the modern day.
And also, it breaks the ethnicity barrier to me. Like, you know, from Australia, and 99% white, and there's a Chinese looking or like an Aboriginal looking guy in there, but he's singing soulful. He's like, to me, he's like, whoa, this is so good. This is what people need to understand about this music, is that we are people. It doesn't matter if you're black, or white, or yellow, purple, who cares? If you can make it sound good, and we all got soul, man. Heavy shit.
It only matters if you're Justin Timberlake.
You know what? Let's do the track listing.
Oh, dear. Oh, man, if I ever meet Justin and he's a nice guy, I'm going to feel so bad. I'm sure he's a nice guy. Just hate his music. Okay, so in the last section of the show, we started with Shad and Scratch Bastard, and that was Homie featuring Cadence Weapon. We moved on to Pro Era member Joey Badass, and that was featuring Collie Buds, the reggae singer, that's right. And that was My Youth. And then we then moved on to Ezco, and that was Wake Up. Then on to Rhapsody from, what's the name of her crew again? The four MCs together. I can't remember. We played them on the show before, though. We played them on the show before. I forget their name. But yeah, Rhapsody, who's a dope female MC. Now it's featuring Wale, who surprised me with his last album. It was pretty good. Bedos, what did you think of the album?
Yeah, actually, I like the fact that he has a really soul feel to it, and really better than his last one, because he was trying too hard to cross over. He just stuck to what he should have been doing a little bit more. So yeah, it's cool.
I think a lot of that era, when he tried to cross over, there was a lot of MCs who were doing that sort of thing anyway. Who's this coming into the building? Surprise guest.
Oh. Surprise guest. Come say hello.
This MC all the way from France who's just come into the...
from Lyon. Killing it. Ripping them bars. Come.
If you haven't heard of your MC Melanie, you need to listen. She's shy.
Bilal was like,
that's completely out of context. It doesn't make any sense to anybody, but yeah.
Bilal.
We didn't mention Bilal. We went to see Bilal live, but we can't really talk about that because we ran out of time. But yeah, after Rhapsody featuring Wale, that was Dark Nights. And then we played Show You Suck. That's a strange name for an MC. Show You Suck. And that was Flip Phone was the name of the track. In the background right now, it's a beat maker called Pasaya, and the beat is called Bones the Beathead. No, sorry, I'm getting it completely mixed up. The artist is Bones the Beathead, and the beat is called Pasaya. This is a sleepy A-up talking on the microphone. We're now going to move on to those Australian sensations, Haters Coyote, who have been bigged up by Giles Peterson for some time too, as well as myself and Bedus. And this is Nakamura featuring Q-Tip of A Tribe Called Quest. Stay tuned. Listen up. It's newgold.co.uk.
Newgold.co.uk. Heaven.
Yo, this is Ground Up.
And you're listening to the New Gold Podcast.
New Gold for the soul, dog. Skillo with swag.
From the foul way they breed us, they are such a fucking leaders with no intention to free us. And if you believe in love, then imagine what the key is. The sentiment for me is simply love me.
To fire, sweet, you and I.
show it's L Diggs. Yeah. Just want to pick up everyone locked you. Into the show. Shouts out to Bados and A-Up keeping them fresh sounds that. Coming and supporting the sound. And everyone group, else right? that's supporting the music. Peace.
Peace. I seen y'all going all around the country and shit. Y'all got it popping right now. Shit. How's it feel to blow up, man? Y'all got that easy money. Shit. Let me get my grind down. I've been moving like a cyclone. Through the years, keeping rhymes strong. All the eating, keep the motherfucking lights on. What your problem is? Shit, we got jobs. Will saying that they just high profile. Speaking to eat and keeping the street under your feet whenever kids are trying to be, cause they got no style. I see you touring the show, making the thickest of women get low. Must be the shit so motherfucking legit to get a grip from the hip, exit, get the dough. Shit, I got buku fees to relieve. I ain't free, still gotta pay taxes. Still gotta meet Uncle Sam's demand. And goddamn, still hot a couple stacks under the mattress. What you think this is? You really think I got balls in the lotto? You think I got a money tree full of leaves and I bleed out green, got a cellar full of bottles? This is life, ain't it? Money come, money go, cause it quite ain't it. All nothing but a thing, cause it ain't really.
No such thing as easy money. 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 I don't care what they say. No such thing as easy money. Money. I don't care what they say. There's no such thing as easy money.
Go quicker than the air that gets up into your lungs. Breathing heavier than normal and a steady for months. My lady just wanna see me more than a second for once. It's a fucked up game, full of pain. We all working through the process. My condition is conditioned cause I'm steady on a mission for the better life and getting all these objects. Obsessed, what a life. We all paying the price to be bathed in the light. I've been wanting to know if you're feeling alien tonight. Cause I never really seem to feel that safe in they sight. Wall Street fucks with they suit and they tie. Getting bread but to get it they be losing their pride. Always kept cool even when they ruined my tide. I've always envied those who just came out to shoot at the sky. I've been hustling since I was old enough to get a buck and live up to the meaning of a dollar. Got a job pushing shopping carts and taking bullshit from a jacked up douche in a collar. Ha, I was 15, acting like the money would be better for the status of my karma. But nothing's easy and I keep telling my mama.
No such thing as hey. Easy money. Money. I don't care what they say. No such thing as easy money.
Wanna be the man with the master plan that's on the top. They want the cars, want the clothes, want some broads and the bottles to pop. But when you're sitting there on the throne, lay back chilling, me and the cane with the watch and the chain and the pinky ring, you better watch your back for all the hate it bring. See, everybody gon' love your ass when you're broke as a joke and you not a threat. As soon as you get that bread and you start turning heads, watch how jealous they get. When your status is elevated, you kinda made it and you get some change. If they don't get what they think they supposed to get, the motherfuckers start acting strange. Pointing fingers, talking down, acting funny when you come around. Next thing you know, you the talk of the town. Used to have a smile, now you got a frown. You ain't know that's the price of fame. And that's what it costs to be in this game. You better be built for it or stay in your lane, man.
No such thing as easy money.
On cigarettes, my mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my hoodies. All my homies think it stink. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses.
Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my hoodies, all my homies think it's dank. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. Okie dokie, alkie, keep it low key like Thor, little bro, or he'll go blow the loudy. Saudi of sour Saudi, Wiley up off peyote, wildin' like that coyote. If I sip any henny, my belly just might be outy. Pull up inside a huggy, Starsky and Hutch a duggy. I just opened up the pack in an hour, I'll ask my lucky. Tonight she just yelling, fuck me. 2 weeks she'll be yelling, fuck me. Used to like orange cassette tapes with Timmy, Tommy, and Chucky. And Chucky, Jesus, pieces, Saint Jesus, love me. Put Visine inside my eyes so my grandma would fucking hug me. Your generation above me, I know you still remember me. My afro look just like daddy's, y'all taught me how to go hunting.
Blam! Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my hoodies, all my homies think it's dank. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my hoodies, all my homies think it's dank. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses.
I will smoke a little something, but I don't inhale. Everywhere that I go, everywhere they be asked how's it going, said it go ends well. Go figure, Victor's light skin. Jesus got me feeling like Colin Pell. All praise to the guy, God knows he's a pro like Colin Tell. Check, checkmate, check me, take me to the barber like you know me well. I mean, normally you see Norma Jean with a kick it with Farmer Phil. But these kids these days, they get so high, burn tree smoke, chlorophyll. Till they can't feel shit, shit, face, face, this 15 hits on this L. Elevated training, the craziest thing, got me feeling like Lauryn Hill. Miseducated, my dick delegated. Rap bill battling me, they said I should've never made it. Probably should've been dead or in jail. Debbie dad, enough of that jazz. Asshole absinthe up in that glass. Are we there? Yeah, ice cubes in a bone rip. Brain dead, take a tuck in the past.
I think we all addicted. Yeah, I think we all addicted.
Really though,
I think we all addicted. Yeah, I think we all addicted.
Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my memories, my homies think it stink. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I think we all addicted.
Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my hoodies, all my homies think it stink. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter
Twister. Kisses. Flow, pitter-patter with a patter-pitter, juicy. Used to be in a Jollibee or in a groupie. Try hard not to be addicted to a groupie. I ended up on an apple cover in a Gucci. You see, I be still a guy, but a goofy newbie. Flowing up my drugs in a Uzi. That's the dual principle. Sometimes I'ma be about some hope. Sometimes I'ma wanna make a movie. And when it come to rapping fast, I'm the Higgs boson. Yeah. And throw my style freakish, I can still break your body down to five pieces like I did Voltron. Yeah. Cause I'm addicted to the craft and I be off of OG. Know me, I'm the Obi-Wan Kenobi of the Ghosty. Never scared of mean spirits, methamphetamine lyrics. Cooler like I'm off of codeine, low key. Don't be so judgmental. Too, even though I'm reminiscing, if I don't know what a miss is, I'ma end up figuring out that it's home and my mother and my grandmother, cocoa butter kisses. This is just a testament to the ones that raised me, the ones that I praise and I'm thanking. I need them, but the chronic all up in my clothes, and I wanna get a hug, and I can't cause I'm stinking. Never too old for a spanking.
Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my memories, my homies think it stink. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I think we all addicted.
Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my hoodies, all my homies think it stink. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my hoodies, all my homies think it stink. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses.
Summertime, yo. That
dress, cover your frame, let me lift it up. I see you got a lot to give, I'ma get it up. I see you a work of art and a gift from God. With them curves like the Autobahn, got me thinking love. You think I'm a dog, you been misinformed. Girl, you got it wrong, so I'ma clear the air first. But damn, you look so good that it hurts. Praise God for his work, make a nigga go to church. From the beginning, you had my attention, and since then, the nigga been so attentive. It's been all love since that minute, no tennis. And if love's wrong, I'm a known sinner. But no shame, want you in the worst way. And I see it's all business, and business we gon' play. And our meeting is business, I work you in all ways. And you dress right, you in that suit from your birthday. You never had it like this in your life. Don't gotta be serious, we living for the night. That outfit make me love summertime. Have a drink, little Corona with lime. Patron shots and all this go to my mind. Carefree, just having a good time. That sundress is ever so divine. I swear you ever so bad, that shit gotta be crime. If you walk with a purpose, your body look perfect. That thing that might poke out an eye. And your hourglass frame making time look great. And that ass will be a nigga's demise. I got a movement to run and this music ain't done. And you over there showing them thighs. And I gotta do this and you wanna do that. But there's time we can compromise. And you switch when you walk and I look there in awe. And you swear that I was hypnotized. Shit, I can't lie. You got me in a trance with your smile and your hair long down your backside. Fuck them guys when they holler, girl, why they can't do it like I swear I've been killing lately, so take that dress off, let me claim my prize, you dig? Yeah, that's it.
Yes. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, here we come, here we are. This is it for today. You know, had some lovely chats, lovely topics to talk about. And yeah, man, remember, hit us on Twitter what you think, your opinions, your thoughts, and share some music with us as well. Go on the website, looking bright, pretty, and you know, with a lot more stuff on it, newgo.co.uk. And it's always good to share this moment with you guys. Lots of music, talk what we're thinking about, and you know, and sharing shit, man. As always. But yeah, it's been a pleasure.
As always, Bedos. And what we didn't let everybody know last time was that we're older than 2 years now. We had our second birthday and we didn't even know. Because we're that organized. And I do understand that there are podcasts that are there all the time for you and consistent. But we like to feel like if we're not ready to do it, we're not going to be able to give it to our full. So when we can do it, we promise. And we will try our hardest to make sure that it's 100% spot on. As I say, and we do spend a lot of time looking for this new music. It's not like we can just, it's music that we've heard before, it's old music, it's all brand new, and we have to find these new artists all the time. So bear with us if we're a little bit over a month. We will try to keep it to once a month, but we beg of you. And if you're waiting for something to listen to while we're not here, I'd highly recommend Air Adam, I'd highly recommend Groovin, I'd highly recommend the other AOP podcast. Those guys are cool. And the Word is Bond podcast as well. Listen, there's lots around, but we will try to find the good shit for you. We promise.
Newgold.co.uk. There you have it. Yes. And on that note, hope you enjoy these small forms. You know, we had lots of music, a lot of soulful summery stuff. I want to know what's the weather like where you staying at right now. But here, sort of, it was good for a month. We've enjoyed it. Looks like getting to an end, but hey, you know, you can't ask for much, really.
I thought it was coming to an end, but man, it's still hot today. There was a lot of sunshine today. Sunshine and showers. But what? I don't know if you heard it. I woke up at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, man. Thunder and lightning outside, because I had my window open. It was that hot. And it was just like, bam! Woke me up.
I think that turned the country upside down today. Like, train were cancelled, people couldn't get to work. Crazy.
You see that picture? Like, lightning actually struck Piccadilly Station. it hit the station as a picture like forked lightning, bam, straight onto Piccadilly.
It's like a hard pop.
It's like God's little finger coming in there. Fuck you, Manchester, fuck you.
But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. As always, New Gold. Yeah, I've got one more thing to say. Yeah, before we go, we give you the last track listing. And then one more track, and then we out of here. We'll be back, don't worry, we'll be back. And then, yeah, hope you'll enjoy. I believe I do, Chase. New Gold, that's the UK. Hey, up, take it away.
So, the last section we had, Hey, it's Coyote. And I was featuring Q-Tip, and the track was called Nakamura. We moved on to Recognize, featuring the legend that is Bun B. That's Easy Money, was the track. And then we moved on to a track by Chance the Rapper, who released one of my favorite mixtapes of the year, Acid Rap. And that was featuring Vic Mensa and Twister, another Southern legend. And that was called Cocoa Butter Kisses. Playing in the background right now, it's a homie of mine, Omas. This is a track which is called Taken Over. Features that lovely drum break, and it was released by a label which is going to be putting out a 7-inch by Omas later in the year. As usual, Omas is an expert digger, always finds the sweetest samples and the nicest drum breaks, so make sure you pay attention to that dude. He's the DJ for TNC. First met him when he was promoting Nights under the guise of At Large, and he's been around for time. Omas is ahead in the Manchester hip hop scene, and he's a veteran. OG in the game, as Bedos would say. We need to pay homage to the veterans in the game. So we're going to move on to our last track. What's up, Bedos?
Where is Gumbo?
Last thing I remember was waiting for him to come and DJ in the loop, and then he never showed up. And that was like 3 years ago. Big up Gumbo, yeah. You know who Gumbo is, then you're a cool dude. We're going to move on to our last track, and this is one of the pro-era MCs who sadly died towards the very latter end of 2012. And that's Capital Steez. We said rest in peace to him at the time, and we say it again, because we truly lost a good MC. This was one of the tracks that his friends found hidden on a hard drive somewhere, I guess. And no, it never saw the light of day until now. And it's called King Steelo. It's nice. Tip your hats, pour a little bit of juice out. And let's all listen to Capital Steez. It's real hip hop, you know. For now, we're going. Peace out. It's newgold.co.uk. Brum.
America, I need to survive. The Wizard of Oz, trying to live my life behind the plasma. Electromagnetic space started clashing. Road to go, got me caught up with the static, and we blowing out smoke like ectoplasm. I told her make the neck romantic, move like the Phantom when we shift through Manhattan. My slimes caught an airplane, now we radioactive. We coming for New York like the Jets did to Madden. I gotta do it for my team. My third eye beam say it's not what it seems. Niggas trying to get too close, yeah I mean, but I'm clean. That's why they can't touch my steez. So tell me what you know about Steelo. Tell me what you know about Steelo.
Tell me what you know about Steelo. Started off kinda scary though. Yo pro, peep the scenario. We had the caps fire in the shrooms like Mario. This peak sumption was trying to shake a tail. You could tell that I wasn't really funking with the smell. She had a pill, but a pill had a slipping. Fly nigga with a wingspan, can't pay attention. My niggas bong ripping, so of course we all tripping. Four hits, I started dozing off for a minute. And then I went back to the vision of when I seen how they had blacks in the vision. Can't crack through the system, that's why they got cracked through your system. Now we got the matrix hacked with precision. And that's a new flow for all you putos trying to compare fools gold to Acapulcos. Beast Coast synchro, then they seen growth. Say they came close, but they gon' move slow. I gotta do it for my team. My third eye beam, say it's not what it seems. Niggas trying to get too close, yeah I mean. But I'm clean, that's why they can't touch my steez. So tell me what you know about Steelo. Tell me what you know about Steelo. Tell me what you know about Steelo. Tell me what you know. The root chakra rise to Mufasa. Load the 47 and watch him shoot blocker. This nigga Sanchez ordered two lobsters. The chicken salad comes with a soup or a pasta. Dig in, we pig out, back to the pig band. We got the green, so light it up like Big Ben. In my opinion, she tryna get poked like a pin. And she know I got the stroke like Pinion. That's my ancient techniques, you got a king. Use them sacred bed sheets, a dirty ragamuffin. I ain't changing till next week. We asked you projected and I gave it the best sleep. Now that's my part-time freak. The way she shakes shift, I should call her my sheep. Fuck them other bitches, I don't keep them on the leash unless we taking long walks on the beach. I gotta do it for my team. My third eye beam, say it's not what it seems. Niggas trying to get too close, yeah I mean. But I'm clean, that's why they can't touch my steez. So tell me what you know about Steelo. Tell me what you know about Steelo. Tell me what you know about Steelo. Tell me what you know.